The basic premise of WILL has been to bring the rich talents and information of the University of Illinois campus to the citizens of the state. WILL taps such sources as the School of Music, the College of Agriculture, the University Extension staff, in fact, every branch of the university. Their research and knowledge comes to our listeners in learned and in entertaining forms.
Through the courtesy of the National Broadcasting Company, the WILL Playhouse brings you the third in a special series of four broadcasts presenting the life stories of the four men most talked about in the world today.
The Institute of Aeronautics at the University of Illinois introduces Wings Over Illinois, a new Saturday afternoon feature of station WILL. Each week, you hear interesting details of the part the university plays in education for the air age.
Goff passes over to Evers. Evers off to the Hapax. 1 second left to play. The ball is way up in the air. Hapax threw it high in the air so no one could shoot that ball. And Illinois wins by a 35-33 count in a hair-raising basketball game, if there ever was a hair-raising basketball game.
Hello, and welcome to Treehouse Radio, where kids are heard but not seen.
We're coming to you from the Enchanted Willow Tree, the oldest willow tree in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Kim, and I'm hosting the show today with Nicole.
And I'm Nicole, and I'm hosting the show today with Kim.
Lunchtime in downtown Urbana is usually a busy, crowded affair, but today the mood was noticeably grave. In light of the attacks, downtown eateries were emptier than usual, and those who were there were glued to televisions and the news updates they provided. At the Main Street Cafe, diner Jerry Timothy's reaction was serious and mirrored what many other people were saying.
Well, of course, I'm shocked, and I'm greatly disappointed on behalf of the victims who are involved with this. But I think revenge is going to be the watchword on here, because this isn't just a terrorist attack. This is a full declaration of war as far as I'm concerned.
Obama would be only the third African-American U.S. senator since Reconstruction. Some even whisper the words future president. More cynical types whisper rock star. Barack Obama says he'll stick to the national Democratic message in the most important speech of his life to date, that message being why John Kerry should be elected president, but he'll add some of his own flavor.
Obviously, our job here is to make sure that our nominee, John Kerry, comes out of this thing with a unified Democratic Party behind him.
It's a halftime tradition going back 81 years. The Marching Illini strike up the 3-in-1, a medley of school songs marking the entrance of Chief Illiniwek. The chief, dressed in traditional Plains Indian costume, runs onto the basketball court to perform a dance meant to evoke Lakota Sioux fancy dancing. Ryan Durbin is in the orange crush, and he's still dealing with the news that Chief Illiniwek will no longer appear at games.